With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Waiting for the sentencing of a Venezuelan man who was convicted of murder in the killing of Georgia nursing student Lakin Riley. Jose Ibarra was charged with murder and other crimes in Riley's February death. A parole board in South Carolina ruling unanimously that Susan Smith should remain in prison 30 years after she was convicted of rolling her car into a lake and drowning her two young sons. The 53-year-old Smith appeared before the board for the first time. She can ask for parole every 2 years. Prosecutors say Smith killed her 3-year-old and 4-month-old sons because she thought they were the reason a wealthy man broke up with her. Also at SRNnews.com, a major storm sweeping across the Pacific Northwest. Jennifer King has more.
A bomb cyclone hitting the Pacific coast from Northern California up to British Columbia has left hundreds of thousands of people without power. Authorities are asking residents to stay off the roads after gale force winds downed trees and power lines. In Issaquah, east of Seattle, Como News talked with Wendy Harrington after a cedar tree fell on her house.
It felt explosive or like there was a bomb going off, breaking glass, the sound of breaking glass. Everything was just very loud. I thought the whole wall was coming down.
In Linwood, Washington, South County Fire reports a woman in her 50s died when a large tree fell on a homeless encampment. I'm Jennifer King.
President-elect Trump says he's chosen former Acting Attorney General Matt Whitaker to serve as U.S. Ambassador to NATO. Linda McMahon is Donald Trump's choice for Education Secretary. McMahon led the Small Business Administration during Trump's first presidency. Stocks are falling, led by Target, which lost more than a fifth of its value after the retailer gave a dour forecast for the holiday shopping center. The Dow dropping 82 points now. This is SRN News. Another poll shows faith is on the wane in the U.S.
According to the latest from Rasmussen reports, 52% of America's young adults say they are not religious. This is just the latest survey to demonstrate that previous generations have failed to transmit their faith to the younger cohort that is coming up. The fact that most younger adults are not religious doesn't mean they are uninterested in spiritual things. Many are investigating astrology, spiritualism, and other occult practices. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The leader of the New York City church, where pop star Sabrina Carpenter filmed subjective scenes for a music video, has been stripped of his duties. The Roman Catholic Diocese of Brooklyn says Monsignor Jamie Gigantelio has been relieved of any pastoral, oversight, or governance role at his church. It's located in the Williamsburg neighborhood of Brooklyn. This is SRN News. Residents of the Hawaii town devastated by last year's wildfire awaiting the return of one of the nation's most prestigious basketball tournaments with mixed feelings.
Fans are excited about the Maui Invitational bringing high-caliber competition to Lahaina, and they welcome the economic boost Lahaina will get from the thousands of travelers eating in restaurants and staying in hotels. But there's also a fear that travelers might show disrespect by wandering into the burn zone in taking photos of the devastation. And there's worry tourists might trigger unpleasant memories with questions about that catastrophic day. Residents say feelings are still raw. Jeremy House reporting.
And California voters rejecting the measure on the November ballot that would have raised the minimum wage for most workers to $18 an hour. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.